this to us. It doesn't matter what Satan is doing, you know. Because Satan is just, if the devil does it, what do you expect him to do? If he keep, what do you expect him to do? Jesus himself told you that the thief, if I call him thief, so if he steal from you, what do you want Satan to do if he cannot get you? He has come to kill, to steal, to destroy. So when witches kill and steal and destroy, what's your business? I would rather leave the witch alone. Someone said to me before that, you know, he prayed against the witch who killed his child. I said that the witch who killed your child is not the problem. The problem is you. What were you looking when he killed your child? The witch killed your child. You are a believer. You are supposed to be watchman over your own family. Sight, they show you, you can't see. Angel pass, you bind it because they kill demons. Oh yeah, because your brain is full of demons. Anything God sent to you, you bind it because you think they are demons. You have been so demon conscious to the extent that when Jesus is standing before you, you'll be binding him in the name of Jesus. You know how Satan debased us? He just doesn't want us to succeed in life. What's it? It's a method of stealing from us. Do you think all the disaster happening in the world, God is moved by? No. He's moved by you.
Amen.
That's what God is moved by.
Amen.
When a man shall turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Yes.
That's what God is moved by. He said the Spirit of God hovers around the world looking for someone who is standing God. Someone. Only one man. Isaiah, I think chapter 6 or so, it says in the year Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord lifted up and enthroned. And he said that when I looked up, I saw him and I said, who is me? My hands have sinned. I am a man of unclean lips, but my hands have sinned the Lord. But then, what is the Lord saying? He has all angels with him. He has all heaven in peace. What is God saying? He's not concerned about the angels. He's not concerned about the 24 elders. He's not concerned about the beast in heaven. But he was concerned about sons of men. He's saying, who shall go for us? Or who will? Shall we say? And God has been saying that for years. Nobody had. Everybody was doing his own thing. Until Isaiah got a hearing ear. And the moment he has said, who Father sent me? You and I need to say that to God.
That's right.
Satan is nothing. When I say Satan is nothing, I don't know whether you know of me or you don't know. And when I say Satan is nothing, I'm not joking. I'm not in the place of joke. I want to, in my life, I told God, I want to prove that God is right. Okay? So that everything people say, Satan will not let me do it, I will do it. To show them that Satan has no business, it's your mindset or laziness. Christian blame Satan for what? When I was going back to school, I was given several reasons why I cannot speak anymore. And one of them is that the older you are, you have memory loss. And I said that Noah was 500 years when God called him. I wonder whether he knew. God told him to build an ark. He did not forget the certification. I am not 500 years old. How can you say I have memory loss? Who told you that? The Bible said the memory of the righteous is blessed. So they gave me several threats. I faced the threat of man first. Satan did not come because I know if he would come, I would accuse him. We didn't come. They were giving me threat. Only few, just the people around me who are in my church, they know they can, even if they have the reservation, they know you can't say negative before me. You would not die. For me, maybe that will make you go and fast. If you say wrong thing, it means you didn't see. So you need to fast for your sight to be corrected. They discourage you. And then they badness it. Your daughter finished LLM 10 years ago. You will go and sit down with their grandchildren. Well, if they are great grandchildren, who told you cannot be my lecturer? When a child is crying, do we not learn? We learn because we look for what he's saying, isn't it? And what we guess that the child is saying by his cry, we learn to go and get it for the child. And when you get it wrong, you cry again. until you give him the real thing. So we learn from them. Pride, arrogance. The sins of more. They said, I went to school, when I went to do the interview, the lecturer asked me, but Bishop, how can you come to school? I said, what do you mean by that? Am I not a bishop? I teach. And I have students in my church. And they teach you, I sit down and I listen to them. Is that different from what you do in university? The one who will admit me said that it's not different. He said, you admit it. He said, we want people like you. I said, yes. Because they're all young. My members teach me, I listen. I learn from them. When I went to school, I've been driving from here 2 hours to reach my class. Because I schooled in Buckingham. From Brentwood to Buckingham, from New Cross to Buckingham, after lecture, 2.5 hours back. Because I can't leave my work as a minister. But do you know something? Yes, it's true now. If I went into law about 2011, I think, this is 2020. If I did not go today, I would have no knowledge of law. No knowledge of law. I tell my members, when you look at the book, man write it, man read it, man pass it. If you can read Bible, which is a mystery of God, that God is the one who spoke it and man write it, and you read it and understand, how can you not understand what is not mystery? Book is not mystery. Anybody can call it philosophy, psych philosophy, anything they call it. It's irrelevant. The name they call it is just to scare you. Speak it up. If someone wrote it, somebody read it, somebody pass it. If you fail it, read it again, you pass it. Don't be scared. I've been told several times, because my brain was trained in mathematics and physics. And we believe that once you're a mathematician or physicist, you can't do law, you can't do, you know, all this psychology, philosophy, also. Do too much reading, too much reading. Who told you there's no reading in Econ and Parker? Who told you there's no reading in mathematics? Mathematics is a reader for life. I've convinced myself by what people say. But Jesus said that, do people not say 4 more months and then have this? He said, you do something different. Open your eyes, that's the first thing. And look around you, not future. The fields are wide. Yes. But if you look at it, not only that, what I did, I never knew God's hand was, well, I knew God was in it, but I never knew God's hand was preparing me for this time in UK. Because by the time I finished, I went to my LLM and I before Britain left, we celebrated it. I did my thesis on Brexit, why Brexit? And I studied WTO, World Trade Organization, to end. Studied single market. So I now wrote my thesis on the problems that the single market has. I diagnosed everything. And I know everything about it. And the remedy for single market, if single market will survive, and why it could not, if it will not, then I wrote why Brexit. And I had to go to read about Britain from 1947, where it began, 1949, how NATO was born, the Bretton, your EBC, the World Bank, and I began to write. And then, of course, too, I did international banking law. I just told these things not because I knew what I was doing. But when I had to write now about the way forward for Britain, if Britain leaves Brexit, if we Brexit, what is the way forward? And that took me to explain and pieces the World Trade Organization. I got distinction in World Trade Organization, I got distinction in single market, I got distinction in international market. And then when I dropped my pen, you know, that time Brexit began to come. When I dropped my pen, we voted to leave. And then my professors were calling me, asking me that, you know, these things, you are the one who knows about it. The one who marked my paper is now my partner. He invited me to board of their firm, to their law firm. He had been in law practice for years. I finished, he invited me and said, please, my wife and I will want an obligation from you. Alfred, I said, what's that? Can you be part of us? My professor. He wrote one of my papers. He said, in law, he's faultless. I know that it's not true for human understanding, but it is true because the spirit power gave insight.
Yes.
When they ask questions, when I answer questions, I go beyond. I will look at America, I will look at China. I can tell you what we have. Africa just went to single market, they are talking about. I'm going to them. Because I did studies about the ECOWAS to check why ECOWAS is in bankrupt. So I have to read about governments, different kinds of government. I have to read about the Chinese single market. That is the Asian single market economy in China. Six countries in Asia. What is their single market? This is everything behind them. The Chinese law. I ever wrote on, you know, a paper on, you know, what should Chinese government do as per law? Because Chinese government have gone to the World Trade Organization and so they have a problem and they give them conditions which is going to change their legal system. I wrote all those things. Now when I was writing those things, literally I understand that God wanted me to acquire the knowledge so that at the end of it I come and look at Bible to look at where are the laws, this law of man, where is it in Bible? And God showed me everything in Bible. Thought law is in Bible. Criminal law is in Bible. Banking is in the Bible. Corporate government is in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. So now I'm writing a book on God's jurisprudence. And I'm teaching you now from the knowledge I have in law. You know, when I finish my LLM, when I teach the same scripture, it's a different way I teach it. You can understand when I teach scriptures, I will teach you literary understanding, but I will take you directly into intellectual meaning of it or understanding, so that somebody who is not intellectual will leave here with intellectual information. And that will convince you. And if you know the truth, it is only the truth you know that can set you free.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Pastors must not bind people, we must lose people. And the only way we can lose people is by helping them know the truth. And the one who is called the truth. That is the truth as Christ and the truth he had written. Are we together now?
Yes.
So in my hands now, when Theresa May was in position, Deloitte asked for my papers and, you know, I sent to them. Eventually I heard that they took some contract from the government and they made some millions for my papers. Yes, I looked at the Chinese for papers. You understand? But however, I'm not stopping. I went straight away and did arbitration. Within a short time, I've gone to the top of arbitration. I finished my third now in arbitration. So I can sit as a judge in arbitration court. And I'm not finishing. I'm going to do American bar. I was just flipping through papers last month and I saw PhD in charity and policy. I wanted to go and do PhD in other areas which you give me money. Either banking or single market or stuff. But when I saw CC charity and policy, I said, the church would need this. The Church of God in England would need this. So I've applied to them just 2 weeks ago. Let me start their PhD and see what that will give us so that we know what they mean. Because we are spirits, we are not charity. But they have told us that we have to be charity for us to exist as spirit. Of course, there are benefits that come from that charity status. All right? But if you take benefit from government, understand that your church belongs to government. Do you know that?
Yes.
Your church belongs to government too. So if I now go to research in this, every brain of charity commission they give it to me because I have to write about that. So when my aim in looking at this charity is to help our government in England to come to a place where there will be division between church charity and other charities. That's my aim. Because normal charity is governed by trustees. And government does not care who you are, you are trustees. But church charity is not governed just by trustees. Church charity is governed by trustees and administered by elders. So when it comes to what they call conflict of interest, they talk about, you know, somebody who is in control. Okay? And the person in control is somebody who takes day-to-day decision. Pastor is a spiritual trustee with his elders and heads of department. I've written this and sent it to the Charity Commission 2002, but now I understand it better. So, the mistake of the government is that they take church as Oxfam. We are not Oxfam. Oxfam is not run by spiritual. They are only run by law. We are run by the law of the government, but the law of God. So how can a church run a church, a pastor run a church, and in future they will come and catch you for fraud, which you did not commit fraud. You are only running the church according to the Bible. However, you did not recognize that the law has a part to play in administration, not just Bible law. Not just Bible law. What you do to the offering collected in church has to be in line with the law of the land. And if you don't know it, as you are small soul, they may not look for you. But they may, this year, because of something they published in BBC last year about African churches. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
So, where I am now is, I'm going further and research, so that if they pick you up, and I speak, they will say, oh, he's with that man. Oh, don't worry, he's okay. So that's what we're doing with PBM, to teach you those laws so that you can guard yourself and protect yourself, protect your members, protect your church. Like in church today, if you have anybody working with children, if you have not done CRB check for them, you are living in breach. Okay? And pastor may say that, ah, brother, such and such, he speaks in tongues, he casts out demons, but he may be a pedophile. Yes, the part of him that casts out demon is different from the part that is. That demon is operating in him, man. So we teach you that so that they won't have CRB checks. Oh, he was former criminal, but now he's born again and clean. The law says if you have had criminal record before, be careful what you allow them to do. It's sensible because you don't know the heart of man, only God knows the heart of man. People can be activity, you know, good activity, but in their heart they have some dangerous plan. So the laws of God, the laws of the government will help us. And so somebody among us have to go there who know the laws of God to be able to help government too, so that they won't go at large, just cutting every head, because one head has been cut. And they start cutting. After cutting James' head, they arrested Peter. They should be told that there are angels who should go to prison and release Peter. Are we together now? You know why I'm saying this to you? I don't know what God is telling you to do. And you have been dragging your feet. We have stayed on this money too long. That which God is saying to your spirit, do it. This is January. Before the end of January, put it into effect. The same thing on evangelism. The same thing on intercession. I hold together. The same thing on studying the word of God. Don't master the Bible. It can never be mastered. It's the only book that does not have genius. Okay? Because it is the handwriting of God.
Yes.
He reveals something to you today. Next year, he reveals from the same thing another thing to you. It's not so with the book of law. Law says this and that's it, unless we change it in parliament. And if it's changed in parliament, we can decide to change again. In the court. Because the parliament can say something and the court says that really what that thing they said means is this. That's the end of parliament thought. They think another thing, but the ascribers were wrong. So, we need to know now. What are you doing? Where are you that you have stayed for too long? We leave this place today. Let's check it. I have my own that I'm checking. You must have your own that you're checking.
Yes, sir.
And we make a consolidated decision that 5-year plan, I will enter my Canaan. Don't expect Canaan to be possessed this year. No, that is a jamboree plan. You must have 3 years plan from today and 5 years plan from today. And you must break your 3 years plan to annual achievement. In this 5 years that I want to achieve this, 3 years I want to achieve this, okay. What about this year? Break it down that this year I will achieve this part. Next year I will achieve second part, and the third year will be in the 3-year plan. Fourth year I will achieve this, and the fifth year will be in the 5th-year plan. Then you sit down. For the first year today, this year, all what I want to achieve, break it down to months. This is January. Before the end of January, I must have achieved this. By February, I achieve this. March, I achieve this. And plan it like that. Then you now sit down and say that, what do I need that I don't have to achieve this January goal? What will I need for 3-year goal that I don't have now? Maybe it costs you 1 year, then maybe it costs you 2 years, beginning straight away. Are you with me now? So that when you look at what you need, then you can now see what you don't have. You understand me now? So what you don't have is what you can pray about. You can't pray about what you have. I have my leg to come here. I cannot say, Father, help me to come here today. I use my leg straight. Are we together now? But I can pray that, Lord, I am late. Help me remove traffic. I am late, but there may be traffic. Or I am going, there may be traffic. I want to be there at this time. I can pray that because that one is not within my power. Okay? I can only pray that God fill my car tank so that I'll be able to reach there. I have to put my hand in my pocket and buy my petrol. I'm saying that for you to understand that not everything you are, you know, that you put in your plan this year, you pray about. Now, the Bible says, present your plan before the Lord. He said, present to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. So, if you do not, you are saying that by the end of this year, my church, I want my church to be X number of people. I want, we don't have a property, we need to buy a property somewhere here, of which you have been planning about. Or we, you know, I want to give back to 100 disciples in church. Now, we will present all that before God and pray about it. That, Father, help me to achieve what I said before you. But God is looking at when he will achieve it. God is looking at now. What are the areas of things you need for you to be able to achieve that, which you have written down, you have understood. And then you look at what you can do. And you say, this week I'm going to do this. Next week I'm going to do that. Third week I'm going to do that. To the end of it, I'm going to do this. And then, Lord, for me to do this that I want to do, I have this, but I don't have this. I say, Lord, bring that. That will be brought. It will be brought. Because your path, you already step into it. And what you don't have, God will bring it. But you will step out for what you don't have to step in. If you stay in one place and begin to pray, keep on praying, you remain there. You know, when I went to school, I struggled, didn't I? You don't know when I left school last. I read my survey in 1976, 78. How many years is that? That is, if you say, 42 years. For something else. So then went back to school about 35 years of school. So the discipline of school was a problem, number one. Are you with me now? To cope with school and preaching is another problem, number two. So what I did to myself is this. I relieved myself of giving service. At least I used to hear my former pastor talking about sabbatical leave. Apostle is going for sabbatical. Whether I know what it means, I don't know. I go for sabbatical. Anyway, and mommy took over the challenge, and that is how the Bible school managed. I relieve myself of some duties to my leaders, which I do, and they managed. So that the issue of can they do it is not there. Give it to them first. Let them do it and fail. And learn from failure and master what you are instructing. When I shared my note to them, and I found out that all my heart that if I give it to them, would they do it good? If I was not alive, would the church not run? So I relieved myself. It was difficult. I'm so connected to my members. Now somebody else has to stand between me and them. It wasn't difficult. So but I have to pass through. I read Bible only, now I have to read other books. So I discovered that I need to be sleeping fast for all my time. Well, I do VG before, so I'm prepared. But my VG too, the day I'm tired, I sleep. But this one, if I'm tired, I can't sleep. Because assignment will be submitted weekly. You see that now? So after analyzing all that, I said, okay, boy, you know this about for 4 years. So in my mind, I have assumed 4 years of suffering,
yeah.
And I settled it. So the whole of my body anatomy had to adjust. And I called my wife that, you live with me for 4 years like you don't have a husband. Because another husband has entered. Another wife has entered. It's law. I must finish this thing for you. When I finish, we can go on holiday or cruise. So, and the church as well. But it's painful. For your plan for the next 3 years, identify your pain. Get rid of it. Don't let it scare you. 4 years you go, you did nothing. 4 years has gone now. If you live there, 4 years you go now, you do nothing, you still live there. So for us to move from this point, we must put all these things in order. I will get it now. So that God will take his place, man will take his place. Satan, just deal within 5 minutes in 1 hour prayer is enough. Resist the devil, that's the real thing. But to destroy the work of Satan, you don't need to pray for 1 hour. The work of Satan, I destroy. The first one you said already has destroyed. Together. If you want to talk about sight, you can repeat it. That Lord, open my eyes, because you need your spirit to concentrate to be able to see. But for Satan, you don't need to concentrate. Either you slap him this way or you kick him this way. Anyway you do, Satan will respond. He will obey. I will get that. So that we put our house in order, we put our life in plan, and we put the plan in achievables. Then we pray. Then you find out that all things are possible for those who believe. The Lord told me, I conclude with this. This year for you will be the greatest year you have. I see a mighty army of people. I see India taking some of you in your dream into nations to fight battle. You haven't seen that happen before. You will just see yourself. They will carry you on their way and you will go and fight battle. The Lord told me, he said, instead of nightmares, he will engage you, you know, his troop on earth. But I will conclude with this because I'm conscious of time and at the same time too, I'm going to minister in New Cross at 4. But the time I spend with you, I want to make sure that I maximize it. The Lord told me this. I should tell the church 5 things that you must do. Number one, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might and with all your soul. That's the first thing. No more playing games with God. Love God too. A person you love will be available for him. Yeah. And available to him. When he needs you, you'll be there. That's number one. Number two, you must fear the Lord your God. God's name is to be feared. To fear God is to shun him. That is the fear of God. Because when you look at the word fear, it looks not something you can grasp. But the Bible says to fear God is to shun evil. Number three, you must turn to God this year. Or those who have fallen, tell them Now, everything that happened to you, turn to God first before you turn to yourself or man. Okay? Pray about everything before you step. Whether you think it's prayerful, prayer, it can be prayed for or not. Pray means talk to your father first. Don't talk to your father about anything is right. I would give them that. Actually, many things that are, something that is mysterious, things you cannot just decide alone. Like you're working with people, we need partners and stuff like that. Pray about everything. Do you understand? It's all said to me that Christians pray about everything. I say, yes, we do. We do because, what if I think God doesn't want you to pray? He will tell me, stop praying. If he didn't tell me, if I say in Jesus' name and I did not hear, stop praying, I will keep praying. He didn't tell me to shut up. He said, cry now. I would hear. So, turn to the Lord. Inquire of him, and those who have gone, return to the Lord. Number three, cry to God. Or, number four, cry to God or seek him. Because to turn to the Lord is different from crying to God. I do this thing. I turn to God to know his will about it. Okay? But I need this thing. I call on God about it. You know, many of us don't recognize that to hear God is so simple, it's so cheap, so easy. But see, all of us and people in the world hear him in their spirit. It comes like a thought. But we who are born again can hear him in our spirit, in our thought, profound, very strong. You will know that it's different from your human imagination. But the people outside cannot tell between their human imagination and God speaking. They just guess and pick. But you and I can hear him strong in our spirit because it will tell you some things which is not relevant to what you are even thinking about. That is good for you. You have prayed about something for a long time, then something will come into your mind, and that is good for direction. But beyond that, we can move into the level which is the chambers of word of knowledge. In word of knowledge, when you hear him, it is not a thought. I can't fully explain it, but it is going to be that like you are seeing something, but you are not really seeing something. It is your spirit that is seen. And it is so vivid in your spirit that you can tell date and time those things you have. And it will be so. You can describe things about people and it will be exact so. That is a level. But there is another level where you can enter the prophetic. Where you see an angel open your eyes in the midst of everybody. You see it like a television. And you see a scene. And in that scene you can be active in it. You can, sometime at the beginning of such encounter, you will not be like, you'll see, and then you can discuss. But if you continue, you will get to a place whereby you will see, and you can question the one showing you those things that, what is this? And he will tell you that this is X, Y, Z. When will this happen? I will tell you that this is right. And you are here, but you are there too. That is open vision. But you can go from that to another place where you hear audible voice. Audible voice of God is not like I'm speaking to your outer pinhead, no. Audible voice of God, like you will hear the same voice that speaks to your mind, but you will hear it audible as I'm talking to you. You will hear it as I'm talking to you. But you know that it's not your ear here, because others can't hear it. I would get that. But you know what brings that? Two things. Studying the word regularly and seeking him regularly. That's all. You know, seeking God does not mean fasting. I tell my people this. Christian ought to fast, but the Bible will. Are you meaning? If you have problems that are serious, it's a good thing to fast. When you fast, what are you doing? Fasting does not make your problem go. But it disconnects your humanity so that your spirituality can take over. Okay? That's what fasting does. So that when your spirit grows, sorry, excuse me, give me some water. Within you, authority, then when you speak, things happen. That is what fasting does. When we are having a problem and we are fasting, what is happening is that we are saying, but not God. God is where He is. So that when we get to the position in prayer, in running, manifestation will happen. Do we get it now? So, fasting should not be a weapon to fight the devil. Fasting don't fight Satan. Satan fast. And witches fast too. You need to know. Witches fast, man of Christians. You know that? Who was a witch here before? Do we have a converted witch? Everywhere has, nobody has. I know from my own father that Satan is fast, man of Christians. Okay? They can go 11 days off for their water, no sex. It's interesting that they understand the spirit. Where Christians are still struggling to do it. Okay? No intercourse and fasting. That's what they do. And the Bible says so too. You can't be having intercourse and fasting. So that your spirit man grows. Yeah? So when you get to the place of full dose, your word will be very sharp and effective. That is where you have victory over problems and stuff. But you know something? If you have a man who does not fast at all, but he seeks the face of God, he observes the hours of prayer, he will reach that height faster than the one who fasts. The one who fasts will reach the height and come back. The one who sees God reach the height and maintain it all his life. That's why you speak casually and miracles will happen. You speak casually to people's life and that will happen to them. Not because God said it, but because you said it. God backs it up. So, it is better therefore to seek God. But you understand? I said to you, number four is crying to God or seeking God. Go and read the book of Exodus, chapter 1, chapter 3, and then chapter 4 as well. It says, God said to Moses, I have heard the groaning of my people, and I have come to deliver them. They were not fasting, they were groaning. Groaning is to pray in sadness of heart. Alright? Hannah was groaning. And Eli said, I saw a woman with sadness of heart. And spoke, and that was it. So, our crying to God and seeking God should be a regular praying habit. I always take people 9 in the morning, 12 and 3. They have hours of prayer. We don't have time to talk about that, but it's your Bible. Then, within 9 p.m. till 6 a.m. are the four watches of Hebrew. 6 to 9 is the first watch, 9 to 12 is the second watch, 12 to 3 is the third watch, and 3 to 6 is the fourth watch. But the Roman watch is from 12. However, we are Hebrews. If you can pray, especially within 12 and 6, it's good. It is good. Let me tell you something too that God showed me when I was studying. He told me that, you know, that if you wake up and read from 6 in the morning to 9, he said, you have greatest assimilation. And he said to me, you can read 6 hours daily, like a full student, from 6 to 12. Any student that can read 3 hours daily, he will come out with distinction. I practiced it and I had it in my hand. It's very cheap. And any Christian can read Bible 3 hours daily. You will know, you will quote a Bible out of your head. You don't memorize it, but you will quote it. You study 3 hours daily. But you give yourself to reading from 6 to 3. It's the time that your brain cells are so, you know, hungry to retain memory. But seeking God that way, therefore, you will grow spiritual. Authority is easy. That's the way to it. And the final one is faith. Have total faith in God. You know, what I can tell you about total faith in God is this. How many of you are married men here? Raise your hands. If you're a married man, when your wife puts food on your table, do you ask God, should I eat it or not?
No.
If your wife put food on the table, even sometimes we have started eating the food before we remember God. I say, God, Father, bless this one. Bless all the food. Yes? Why would you open your mouth and someone you did not know from Adam give you something to eat and you know you can eat it without thinking twice? You can't think she's poisoned. Faith. You have faith in her. It's faith in her. So, faith therefore in God is to treat God that way. Everything He has given you, just God. Don't question God. Obey. That's faith in God. And if God says no power of enemy can overcome you, don't believe anything that says contrary. Simple as it. Simple as it is. Don't fear anything. But put your fear. God told me one day that in every man I've created fear. A dose of fear. He said that when men fear other things, it's because they have not feared me enough. So the part of them that should be fearful is turned towards inanity. But if you turn the whole fear in your heart to God, I tell you, you'll be as bold as lion. Someone has asked me before, Apostle, tell us the secret of your fear, of your boldness in God. I told him the secret. It's so simple. If God said it, as for me, that's it. I came from a complicated family background. The family where they worship Lucifer face to face. To walk with Satan, he was a faith. The day you breathe faith, Satan will not spare you. He will punish you terribly. So that next time when you come, when Satan said that job, you jump. You don't ask, will I die? Whether you die or not, he said job. How much will be God? Who created the heavens and the earth? Your faith is to have trust and confidence in what God says. I went to Nigeria, they told me, you know, some places that this is evil forest, this is forbidden forest. I asked the pastor, who forbid is there a forest? I asked him, where are your forests? He said they are dead. I said, I'm sorry for you. I said, forefathers, their word could not stop them from that. And they told you not to enter this land. But some people have been entering them. He said, oh, they are your core people. And so the forbid does not affect your core people. Can you imagine people believe that? Oh, if you enter the place, you will die. I said, I want to die. I've been to heaven several times. What am I doing in this world? If to enter a place that you call Satan's place is to die, I love to die. Enter the place. And that's fine. Don't touch it. I will use my hand, throw it in. I will pray over shrine. Say God, that's a dangerous shrine. You have to pray. I'm not in business. Show me the shrine. Because the Bible says there is no shrine but the one for the living God. Yeah. I throw it away. I move away from the what you call shrine. Or kick it with my leg. Destroy it with my leg. I move away from it. Why? Because I have somebody I fear. I give him all my faith. It's God. It's God. You fear death, you have to fear God. Death will kill all of us at one time or the other. But if we fear God, we can't go until He says come. Yes. I just told your brethren yesterday, when we read Exodus Genesis 48. When Jacob was going to die, he said that, call me your children, Ephraim and Manasseh, told Joseph. And when Ephraim and Manasseh came, they put Manasseh in the front, in the right, and Ephraim on the left, the man crossed his hands. And he said, no, my father, daddy, this is the force. He said, no. Put your right hand on the voice. He said, no. He said, the junior one is the one of the destiny. He is the one who take over from me. And he blessed the boy. He said, this one too will be blessed. And when he blessed them, call all my children, he blessed each one of them. When he finished blessing them all, he said, now I want to depart. And he took his legs off the ground, lied on his bed, before their eyes, he left. And I said to them, pray that your death will be like that.
Amen.
So I said to them, pray that the relationship that Jacob had with God, let me reach that relationship. Amen. Where you can speak to individual life, what is about to happen to them. By God, in destiny. So everybody knows who is who, what they are. And you finish up, and you say goodbye. It is a relationship. But people like that fear nothing. They only fear God. And I'm talking about that, that your faith in God must be trust and confidence. Some of the time we talk about that in full. But the assurance is there for you. Do these five things this year. What God has said will happen to you. Your past year may be full of mistakes and errors and stuff. God told him to tell his people, Isaiah 44, verse 8 and 9, and verse 13. He says, I have the law, and that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone. God will not allow anybody to have glory over your life in this year, from this year. What God will do is the one who take his glory. Somebody will say that if not because of me, you won't reach where you are. It will never happen to you. Somebody will say, because if I'm not there, this cannot happen to you. It cannot be. What God has ordained for you, God will take glory over it. Then in the next verse now, he says that the former things are taking place, new things are not. Don't let your past inform your future, except your good past. But when you remember your good past, let it inform your strive for better. Don't gloat over your success. Any success any one of us have here is like a grain of sand in some people's lives. So, when you remember your past success, thank God for it, and now continue on the work. But no, you remember your past failure, your past sin, your past mistake, don't any longer. Because new things have begun on earth. Yeah. I will get on that. And the final one he says in verse 13, he says the Lord will march out like a mighty man. He will fight your enemies by himself. Yeah. Spend more time praising God, thanking God for your life, all the years you have spent, all the success you have had. Spend a short time dealing with the devil. If you want to have to pray, praise God for 45 minutes. Ask God for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, deal with the devil. In talking about the devil, just tell God, fight my battle. Arise and fight my battle. Arise and fight my battle. Alright. Don't worry about devil did this. Devil do nothing. Not in your life. As far as I'm concerned, anything that happened to me is God. God may use Satan. Thank God for using him. If you use Satan to give me trouble, use it to bless me. Amen. Are we together now?
Yes.
This is what your mindset should be, so that you can enter into the greater things that heaven has prepared. Let's stand up together. I'd like to bless you. Father, this is a retreat. A retreat is a solemn assembly when people gather together to dig deep into you. Who knows the path of the bird when it flies in the air? For the wind blows wherever it wills, nobody knows where it's coming from, and nobody knows where it's going. Such are those who are led by the Spirit of God. These people have gathered themselves and deprived themselves. They are here now. You said the former things have taken place, new things I declare. I announce them before they manifest. May they receive insight to the new things that you are declaring.
Amen.
Someone, you have asked 2 months. But however, you decided to identify with all sports and men who are limited. In all our limitations this year, Father, empower us.
Amen.
If there be any hindrance placed before these people, I stand in Christ in God and I declare hindrance is taken away.
Amen.
My God and my King, as you look forward into the days of this year, the steps of the righteous are ordered from above. I say the Lord will order your steps.
Amen.
Your past will not be a deterrent.
Amen.
Oh, someone. You have a good plan for everyone. Good plan can be fulfilled at the age of 80. That's the reason why Moses did not fulfill his good plan until he was 80. You showed him the burning bush not at 40, but at 80. Can an 80-year-old be useful in your hand? Yes. Another one is just 100. That you fulfill covenant with him. We are not 100 yet. Father, I pray thee. Everyone standing before me, as I stand before your throne, I say, in this year, they will fulfill testimony. Every resource they need to fulfill it, I say, receive it. Receive the favor.
Amen.
If you need favor for angels to serve you, receive the favor.
Amen.
Heaven be open unto them.
Amen.
Heaven be open unto them.
Amen.
Father, the word I've said today is so straightforward. When people leave here, enable them to sit down and count the cost of their life of
happiness. Amen.
Give them the understanding of how to break down their plans for this year to achieve your plans for each month.
Amen.
And deliver us from procrastination.
Amen.
Enable them to be able to manage their time.
Amen.
So that they will, all their wasted time will be taken away.
Amen.
And be consolidated to focus on activities that will add value to their lives.
Amen.
I bless you. I bless your children.
Amen.
I bless your household.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you like Ephraim.
Amen.
May he bless you like Manasseh.
Amen.
May the Lord remember his covenant with Abraham.
Amen.
And may he fulfill all of his
hands. Amen.
Thank you, God, because it's done. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together.